listener production.
Hey, it's Amy Ross with you. Local police are pleading with drivers to do the right thing this Easter long weekend, and they'll be out in force trying to catch those who aren't. Operation Nexus is now underway with a big focus on drug and alcohol offences. State Police Minister Anthony Carbines is asking motorists to stick to the basics.
Wear your seatbelt, put your devices away, and drive the vehicle. Concentrate on what you're doing. If you can do that, you'll be making a huge contribution to safety of all Victorians on the roads.
The federal member for Mallee would like to see better healthcare for regional Aussies. Dr. Anne Webster says the divide between rural and urban health is just too big, and the workforce shortage is massive across the Mallee.
We are in dire shortage now. We are heading to catastrophic. And so measures must be put in place that provide short-term crisis relief as doctors retire. But we also need to have that long-term plan in place for training doctors in the regions.
And tin rattlers will be out across Sunraysia from today collecting spare change for the Good Friday appeal. Among those raising funds will be the Arimpul Brigade of the CFA. As the brigade Steve Crone tells us, volunteers will be collecting funds at multiple locations.
We're down the corner of 8th Street and Deakin Avenue. We tin rattle at the intersection there. There's a big show and shine up here for the ski boats and the drags and the speedway and everything. We wander around there collecting there. And Thursday we'll be at Dan Murphy's all day Thursday collecting.
Meantime, the Easter Bunny will be busy preparing his hunt in Bendigo's Rosalind Park tomorrow. Around 85,000 eggs will be hidden for the estimated 3,000 kids attending. A close one for the Bendigo Strikers last night in the Victorian Netball League, the side falling to the Northeast Blaze by 2 goals. The final score there, 54-56.